football in the rain. One shoots at a goal painted on a brick wall. He scores and the ball bounces back towards the same four now in their 30s. Begsy, Glynn, Hodge and Daz. Daz wears a blue and white striped Stockport County top. As they go into a pub, the Admiral Nelson, the landlord, Warren, a fat bearded guy with glasses, cuffs Begsy round the back of the head. He sticks a sign on the door. Great night out. An old lady sits in a cafe. Hodge looks out of the cafe and sees Glynn walking up the street. He ducks back inside and joins Begsy and Daz at a table. They hurriedly hide a present.
He's here. Put out of sight.
They put the present and the birthday card under the table, then assume nonchalant poses as bespectacled Glynn comes in.
All right,
Glynn, my stuff.
All right, Glynn.
Back. Poggy to works, mate, please, and an extra sausage.
Is this a special day?
Hodge shakes his head and looks blank.
Come on, I'm not falling through this, you.
They all look clueless.
Hey, you've got me somewhere.
Where's the present?
Blank looks.
Take away, Poggy.
All right. Sit back down, Percy Panic. We haven't forgotten your birthday.
Happy birthday.
Like it.
Daz hands Glynn a box done up with a red ribbon. He shakes it and then undoes the ribbon. Inside the box is another smaller box also done up with a red ribbon. Glynn opens it and finds a third box. It too is done up with a red ribbon.
And another.
Glynn opens the last box and finds it's empty.
His box is.
Everyone looks at Daz.
You know it's storage solutions. I remembered what you said about how your drawer of clutter was getting too cluttered, right? You know, you can stick all your crap inside of them now. Feel how sturdy they are.
This is my present, is it? It's not another wind-up, is it?
Begsy produces the card.
Hey.
Cheering up, Glynn opens it. His face falls again. The card declares, Happy Birthday, Dickhead.
That's right.
Yep.
He opens it and finds cash.
Oh, spend it where you want. Says you're messing about with gift vouchers.
I think gift vouchers show a tad more thought and effort, personally. Happy birthday, Glynster.
Cheers.
Glynn puts Hodge's card face down.
Happy birthday, you clown. And it's you on a clown's face. He's customised, is that?
Yeah, I know. It's just...
He's scared of clowns.
Are you?
Yeah, I thought you knew. That's why we don't go to McDonald's.
Well, we're going there for your party.
Hodge nods.
Relax. Listen, we're all up for the Nelsons and Warren is getting a karaoke in.
Right, come on, let's get that demolished. We need to sort our fancy dress out and I might need to shoot off in a bit.
Oh, more pressing engagement than your mate's birthday, have we?
Sort of. I'm meeting a woman.
Yeah.
It's Mandy.
They all stare at Begsy in amazement. Walking down the street.
Why did you tell us she was coming over?
Because it's no big deal.
What, your ex-wife is coming over from Australia, and it's no big deal?
Correct. She's visiting her mum. She's ill.
Is Callie coming too?
No, she's missed too much school. Wayne's looking after her.
I know, it's tough, mate, but you've got to move on from Mandy.
That's right. She done the dirty on you, mate. It's wrong. She ripped your heart out, and then she just pissed on it.
Yeah, I think he gets the point, though.
I know. I'm not daft. What? Do you all think that I'm getting my hopes up? You reckon just because I'm picking her up from the station, I'm like thinking about her non-stop? Thinking about asking Glynn to borrow his Lexus just so I can look the dogs? I couldn't care less. I am not bothered about her.
He walks on and Glynn hurries after him.
Lexus is all yours, mate, if you want it.
Cheers, pal.
They walk on along terrace streets.
So, what are we doing for the fancy dress tonight?
Let's go as the Ghostbusters.
Nice, too obvious. Who's another famous group of four?
Fantastic Four.
Oh yeah, genius. One of them's on fire all the time.
And one's a woman.
Yeah, but it's an invisible woman, so no one would see her, would they?
How would that work? One of us stays at home with a wig on.
Oh.
It's Miss from school.
All right, Miss Bogart. How's it going?
Glynn. Matthew. Patrick.
They all regard her sheepishly as if they'd been up to something. She eyes them uncertainly.
Keep them on, miss.
I'll do. See ya.
Oh, yeah.
They all gawp at her as she walks on. She smiles back at them.
She is still all right, so.
Yeah.
Do you see the way she looked at me then? She still remembers, she still thinks that I wrote her that letter.
Hey?
Well, at school. Well, some wanker wrote some pervy letter and then he signed it from me.
Some pervy? It's a declaration of love.
No, I wrote some pervy poetry about her legs or something.
Your legs, like long, sexy trees.
Yeah, that's it.
Is there a nest, a hive at their tops? Will you show me the birds and the bees?
Well, hang on. How do you remember that?
Hodge looks awkward.
Did you write that freaking letter?
I was only having a laugh. I didn't sign it from you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You put smiley faces over your eyes, didn't you? I was the only lad in our class to put smiley faces over his eyes.
What do you put now? Sad faces.
We're in the fourth year, Darren. What's the biggie?
What's the biggie? She gave me detention. I missed the district semi-final because of that. A district semi-final that I know for a fact was attended by City Scouts. Yeah, CTL said that.
CTL?
No, Croke the Less.
What?
Miss Croke, PE, all like Brian Clough.
I know why you did it. It's because you thought I was a threat, didn't you? You thought that she fancied me over you.
As if.
It was me she always used to get to stay behind at school.
It's because you were shit at reading. Not because she fancied you.
I forgot about this. You both thought that she wanted you.
Yes, but she fancied me. At least until this bastard ruined my life. I could have been a pro footballer now.
Living in Knutsford with a double carriage!
And maybe not Mrs. Moganmore. Definitely Tess Daly.
I hate to be the one to break it to you, Darren, but Tess Daly lives with... Dingy.
Hodge walks on.
Bruce Forsyth.
I said yeah! I said yeah!
The others walk on, leaving Daz standing in the street. Three women in rollers stand chatting outside a sunbed shop. A kitchen appliance shop, sell fridges, free leg of lamb with every purchase. An older couple dance on the street outside their house. The lads pull up outside Inchcroft Medical Centre in Begsy's old Saab 900.
This is where Judy works, right?
Yeah, but I don't want to
scout a car.
Please, I really, I don't feel right.
You're stressing me out.
Trust me.
I can't do this, look, my heart's going now.
Why haven't you invited her already?
I didn't want to be too pushy.
But it's your birthday party.
Look, you're going to surgery. You hang about a bit. You bump into her. And then you casually slip it into conversation. But it's tonight.
Glenn?
Julie?
Are you all right? What are you doing here?
Nothing, just in the area.
You all right, Julie?
Hodge?
He's got severe chest pains.
Chest pains?
No, honestly, I'll be fine in a minute.
Right, we need to get into A&E.
What? No, Julie, honestly, I've never felt better.
No, Glenn, chest pains could be serious. You could be having a heart attack.
Yeah?
I've just finished my shift. I'll take him. Come on.
Hey,
go!
Hey!
Julie whisks Glynn away. Hodge grins to himself. Daz walks up to a row of terraced houses beside a church and knocks on the door of one of them. Colleen opens the door to him.
Hiya!
Did I ever mention to you that I missed out on a trial for City when I was in Year 10?
Bit of a tiring day, actually, but thanks for asking.
He glares unamused and follows her inside.
You're wrongly accused of writing Miss Moogan a pervy letter. You missed the district finals that City Scouts were attending. At least that's according to your PE teacher, Croaky the Lesbian. So if it wasn't for that, you could be driving a baby Bentley.
No, CTL. And it was Croak the Les. And it was a semi-final. Well, guess what? Hodge wrote that letter. And what do you think of that?
He stepped into the bathroom.
Not next time, you freak!
Oh, gee, well, I didn't know you were home, did I?
Pervert.
Oh, no, no. That's what they used to call me at school because of that letter. And when my parents found out, they said I was weird. They said they had to go and see this man who showed me these, you know, these pictures of lady bits, you know, and asked me what I was thinking.
What did you say?
I lied. Said snooker. And then my mum banned me from watching snooker. For years, I've been living under this cloud, Col. The good name of Daz Taylor besmirched.
You want to take this to the High Court? It's one of the worst miscarriages of justice I've ever heard of, Daz.
Please don't make light of this, Colleen, because if it wasn't for this, who knows where I'd be now?
What?
Yeah?
Is this what you've come over to tell me?
No, actually. I wondered if you wanted to go to Glynn's fancy dress party tonight. Up the Nelsons. There's chili and karaoke.
It's practically 3 weeks in Marrakesh. How could I say no?
Oh, I didn't see out. Bev, your flannel covered most of it.
She ain't got a flannel.
Colleen goes on downstairs, leaving him to ponder the implications. He closes his eyes. At home, Begsy serves up an omelette as his mum looks on. She eyes his attire.
I thought Glynn's was fancy dress.
It is. I'm just popping out for something else first.
There's something I've been meaning to talk to you about. Baked beans.
OK. Yeah, to tell you the truth, they've been worrying me for months as well.
What? No, what I mean is...
the shape, the fact that they're smothered in tomato sauce...
Behave. Listen, after your dad left me, I bumped into him in the two-for-one aisle at Quicksave. He had a can of no-frills baked beans in each hand. That were him all over. But the sight of him, it took my breath away. I planned so many tomorrows with him and they all came flooding back. Weekends at Blackpool, dancing under the stars to Tina Charles.
Why are you telling me all this now?
Then she came round corner. 10 stone of Elnett and Irene pants. I dropped a bottle of Spry's crisp and dry, smashed all over the floor. I'm not a big fan of Irene pants. Always makes you look like you've had an accident.
Mum, I won't let Mandy break my heart again.
Promise.
He nods. She smiles unconvinced. They turn their attention to the omelette.
Bloody hell, I want some baked beans with this now.
Glynn is at the hospital with Julie.
Look, Julie, there's no need for this.
Lewis, my dad, he had pains in his chest, and the next thing we knew, we were fighting for his life. You're getting checked out.
But I'm fine.
A clown.
Bloody not. I,
Date of birth?
15th of the night, 74.
Oh, that's today.
Oh, knew having a party later in the Nelson. Are you going to come?
Well, let's see how you're doing first, eh?
Look at me. I'm fine.
He sees another clown.
He needs to get checked out now. Glynn, you all right?
At the station, Begsy waits leaning against the borrowed Lexus.
Stay cool, Begs. Stay strong. She's not got a hold on you now. Remember, she is just a person.
Mandy emerges from the station.
And she is still absolutely gorgeous. All right, Mandy.
Hiya, Begsy.
She smiles over at him.
Can't I?
Yep.
They hug awkwardly.
Oh, well, be daft not to. We can talk about Kelly, can't we?
She nods.
Do you want me to take them?
Yeah, thanks. Just careful with that one.
He lugs her bag over to the car. In hospital, a medic examines Glynn.
Any shortness of breath?
No. Look, did you see some clowns here earlier?
Mr. Chuckles, dislocated his arm throwing a custard pie. Any history of heart problems in your family?
No, no. Oh, actually, yeah. My nan, she had chest pains the night Hilda Ogden left the street.
But apart from that?
No.
Have you been having any problems with your libido?
I drive a Lexus.
I'll put a no. So, your blood pressure reading was rather erratic earlier, but it seemed to have settled down now.
Oh, well, that's good, isn't it?
Stop interrupting me. Now, the test we do to establish whether you've had a heart attack comes back from the labs tomorrow, so we won't know conclusively till then if you've had a coronary.
Yeah, but I've got a party to go to tonight, you see, because it's my birthday.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Thwaite, but it's standard procedure. You've got to stay in here overnight.
Overnight?
His heart rate monitor starts bleeping. Great night out. Night out. Begsy drives Mandy in the borrowed Lexus.
This place never changes, does it?
So Kelly's all right, yeah?
Yeah, thriving. Climate really suits her.
Well, as long as you don't get an Australian accent. You have to take her for elocution lessons. I don't want her to lose that nasal Stockport drawl.
Mandy looks at the car.
Well, someone's doing all right for themselves.
Oh, this whole thing. Nah, I'm thinking about trading up.
Is this our song?
Blimey! Oh, what are the chances, eh?
Oh, I ain't heard it in ages. Turn it off.
The wipers come on.
Just checking that they're working. Yeah, there we go. Ah. Yeah, I've leapfrogged into senior management. I'm practically running that place now.
Oh, wow. So you got the car?
Yep.
The job?
Yeah.
And the girl?
Yep. You've seen a lovely girl.
What's her name?
Lexus? Yeah. She's a model. She absolutely dotes on me.
sort of modelling does she do?
Clay. Yeah, clay modelling. But she also models her hands on the side. Once she's washed the clay off her.
Mandy nods uncertainly. They pull up outside Mandy's house.
Here we are. Well, that was quick.
Yeah, it was. Anyway.
They regard each other awkwardly.
Yeah. Half the lift.
Yeah.
Mandy gets out of the car and waves to Begsy as she goes to her door, leaving her case in the boot. He waves back before driving on. At Hodge's house, he steam cleans the carpet as Kath chats on the phone.
Yeah. Well, he says housework emasculates him, but because there's a gadget involved, he reckons it gives him man points. Oh, no. What a dick. Oh, ma'am, there's someone at the door. I best get off.
I think you're using too much shampoo. It looks like a phone party.
She opens the door.
Oh, are you, Daz? You want to come in?
No, not really. It's more a case of having to. Listen, Kath, whatever happens next, right, stay out of it, because I like you. And you know what? I've got nothing against you.
Can you just take your trainers off first? Only we're just steam cleaning the carpets.
Daz looks bemused.
Sorry, we weren't expecting anyone.
Has he told you?
What?
Has he told you what he did?
Oh, you're not still going on about that, are you?
What's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on, Kath. You are married to a sex-obsessed weirdo.
Well, I knew that. That's why I married him.
Hey! What do you think? This is the riots. You can't just walk in and start looting stuff.
Looting your first. Theft. These are mine.
No, that's my marrying keys. I just got me that for Valentine.
Yeah, I lent it to him. It's Colleen's. And this? You muppet.
Muppets? I'll have that and all.
Will someone please tell me what's going on?
Your partner wrote to a teacher of ours pretending to be me. That letter was pure filth.
And it was 22 years ago.
What did you do that for?
It was Miss Mugan. She was beautiful. She was like a cross between Lisa Stansfield and Debbie Harry.
All right, put your tongue back in.
I had years of being called Daz the Perv because of that letter, and it made me feel useless, worthless. Like I was an innocent man. You're 14 years old. I may have had spots in my oily triangle, but I still had feelings. Feelings. You are a dickhead. And I have got better things to do than listen to your venom. I'm going to visit Glyn up the hospital.
What, have kept him in? He was only having a panic attack. Is he okay?
Do you even care, Hodge? Yes. Do you? Yes, I'm saying I care.
Daz puts his shoes on.
You've used too much shampoo. Right, get out. Go on, get out!
I didn't tell you that.
Later, Hodge, Begsy and Daz visit Glyn in hospital.
I've been kept in overnight. Can you believe it?
I'm sorry Hodge is here, Glyn. He tailed me.
Tailed you? I know what the hospital is, Divvy.
Oh, well, that might just come in handy, the way you keep mouthing off.
Oh, leave it out, Daz. Can't you just forget about this silly little poem?
Oh, so you're siding with him, are you?
Hey?
Well, you stood next to him, you're practically bumming him.
What? No, it's just... Look, it was a long time ago.
Look, he's not siding with anyone. He's just looking at it from both sides, Daz.
And what are they keeping you in for, Glenn? Hmm? Splinters in your arse from sitting on the fence?
Hey, don't you have a go at me. I'm not well.
Actually, there's nothing wrong with you, Glenn. You just suffer from chlorophobia.
Hodge frowns.
Fear of clowns.
Did you Google that?
You Google that?
You want to try Googling the word betrayal on?
All right, enough. Can we just concentrate on the here and the now? Glyn's stuck in here. He's got a party tonight.
Are you going?
Of course I'm going.
Well, I don't know if I can go now.
Ah, babies, just shake hands, say you're sorry and move on.
All right? As long as I'd admit it was me that Miss Mugan fancied.
Get lost, it was me she liked.
She liked neither of you. What do you think turned her on? Talking about bikes and playing Super Mario Brothers.
I know there was something there. There was definitely an energy.
Mandy. Oh, of course. Yeah, I'll pop over there now. It's no sweat. Just give me 20 minutes. Okay, see ya. Mandy's left the case in the boot. I'm gonna whiz over there now and give it to her.
Yeah.
They all grin at Begsy.
What?
The old case in the boot routine?
No, it was a genuine mistake. Glyn, is there or has there ever been such a thing as the case in the boot routine?
Everyone looks inquiringly at Glyn, who considers.
No, there hasn't. No.
Begsy points at Glyn, grabs the car keys and goes. Hodge sniggers. Daz gives him a disapproving look and shakes his head. Hodge rolls his eyes. Begsy drags Mandy's case through the lobby of a large hotel. He finds her on a sun terrace at the back.
Hiya.
I'm sorry about this. I totally forgot.
You and me both, eh?
Hey, it's nice here, isn't it? Look at you, all alone in a posh hotel. You're like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman.
Except I'm not a prosy.
Except you're not a... No. Anyway, you enjoy your stay, yeah?
Oh, won't you stop for a drink?
A drink? No, no, I really should be... Yeah, yeah, I could have one, couldn't I?
At Stockport County FC shop.
If it weren't for that, I'd probably be living in a big posh house now, driving a Bentley.
That's so sad. Thwarted ambitions, shattered dreams, and all because of that bastard. Just think, there could be a cardboard cutout of you just there. I'm on first name terms with all players. I've even done the oops upside your head with Daniel O'Donnell.
Really?
The singer?
The defender.
OK, so we want the name Glyn on this shirt.
I could do Lynn. You poor thing.
No, we can't have Lynn. It's for a fella.
Oh, tell a lie. I have got a G. Oh, but no N's. Anyone call him Gly? Is Gly a name?
What, how about his surname? Thwaite.
How do you find the strength to get through the day?
It's hard. This is what you should be like.
I tell you what, you just put down what you've got with filling the blanks with a marker pen, OK?
So how's your mum?
Oh, don't ask. Ill, angry, forever asking why I went to Australia.
Well, we all know the answer to that. It's 6 foot tall and called Wayne.
She hates me.
Don't be daft. She loves the bones of you.
No, she loves you more like. Honestly, I travel halfway around the world to see you and all she does is bang on about golden bollocks begs her. I mean, that's probably the early onset dementia talking. She was like, Megsy was kind and sweet and lovely. And you're a wazzock to run off with that Australian gorilla.
She does have moments of clarity then.
Mandy laughs.
I miss our banter.
Oh, come on. But Wayne make you laugh?
Yeah, me and him don't have the laugh, sweetie.
Do you remember when we made sushi?
Oh, how could I forget? I was ill for a week. Thought you were as well until we realised it was morning sickness.
They eye each other.
Oh, nearly forgot. Kelly got you a prezi. Made me promise her to look after it.
Have you got it?
Yes, it's in the room. Bring your pipe.
She heads into the hotel.
OK.
He picks up his drink and his jacket. He remembers Mandy's case and goes back for it. He follows her into her room in the hotel.
Aye, aye. She leads me into her room. The curtains are drawn.
You wish. Jet lag. Had a nap earlier.
A kangaroo toy.
G'day. She says you to call it Kelly Roo. Oh,
that is brilliant. You tell her that I will. Oh, I haven't got anything to give to her here.
No, don't be daft. She won't be expecting anything.
Well, will you give her a big kiss from me then instead? And a massive hug. One that makes her lose the feeling in her arms.
I will.
Say hello to Warm Wrecker for me, won't you? I mean, Wayne.
And I hope it all goes well with Lexus.
Oh, yeah, fingers crossed. I guess I'll see you then.
Guess so.
He sees himself out. Mandy sees he's forgotten the kangaroo toy. She grabs it. She opens the door and holds the kangaroo out. Their hands touch as he makes to take it. Their eyes meet and Begsy leaps back into the room. Their lips meet in an urgent, passionate clinch. Great night out. Night out.
We shouldn't be doing this.
I know.
It's so wrong.
I know.
You say you should never go back.
Oh, this is the biggest mistake of my life. I'm regretting it already.
They tear their clothes off.
Bloody hell, have you got a panic alarm in your knickers?
Someone's calling me.
Hey? No. We'll just leave it.
It'll be Kelly.
Wayne appears on Skype on her computer.
Hi, Chucks.
Begsy dives for cover.
Wayne, hiya.
Oh, sorry, love. Am I waking you up?
Oh, yeah, jet lag nightmare.
Housekeeping!
The housekeeper sees half-naked Begsy crouching behind the bed.
You asked for iron earlier?
Oh, right, yeah, ta. Brilliant.
Begsy mouths hello to the housekeeper. On the computer, Wayne frowns.
Oh, ain't she friendly?
The housekeeper goes...
Listen, darling, I am really tired now, so I'm going to get some more sleep, OK?
Oh, yeah, no worries. You get your beauty sleep. Good night, love.
Okay, bye.
She closes the laptop computer and looks relieved. Begsy pops up from behind the bed. He leaps back on the bed, and after a moment's pause, he and Mandy carry on where they left off.
I feel bad on Lexus.
I don't feel bad on Wayne.
They resume their passionate snogging. In hospital, Glynn sits up in his bed to check a medic has gone.
Right. See you later then, Mr. Brooksley.
Pay yourself.
Oh, I intend to, pal. I intend to.
He gets out of bed. Julie comes in.
What's up?
Oh.
Glynn?
Julie. Oh, yeah, how's it going?
What are you doing up and about?
Nothing, just exercising.
Well, you should be resting. Come on, let's get you back to bed, eh?
Yeah, because don't they say exercising? It's really bad for you, isn't it? It's jogging like one of the biggest killers in Britain.
So, this is me. Resting.
Back, are we?
Yeah, piss off, Mr. Buxley.
Glynn? Sorry about that.
Piss off.
Julie looks taken aback.
Right, anyway, I just, I came to give you this. Happy birthday.
Oh, jeez. So you're still not going to my birthday party?
Well, there doesn't seem any point, you know, if you're not going.
Yeah.
Aren't you going to open it?
Yeah, of course. Oh, hello. It's a travel flask. That's thoughtful.
For the car, when you're driving, is it crap?
No, I love it, you know. Keep me awake, won't it, at the wheel?
Don't drink too much caffeine, though. Happy heart.
Look, I'm absolutely positive I'm fine.
Anyway, I'm going to get off. I'm bushed. You know, you rest to it, and don't you dare leave this bed again, eh?
Oh.
Nurse's orders.
Aye, aye.
I'll see you then.
See you.
She goes. Glynn holds up the thermos for Mr. Buxley to see.
Piss
off. Begsy and Mandy.
This is just...
Fantastic!
Oh, no, this is wrong.
No, it's good!
He accidentally operates the curtain remote and the curtains open, giving two women outside a good view of them doing it doggy style.
Oh, he's still a screamer then!
No, no!
He sees what's happened and quickly closes the curtains as the women gape appalled. He and Mandy collapse in fits of giggles. At the hospital, Glynn sneaks off his ward still dressed in his hospital gown. He presses the lift call button. The lift arrives and the other passengers eye him dubiously as he steps inside.
Cutbacks.
Yeah, I'm actually a surgeon.
Still in just the gown and barefoot, Glynn hurries up a wet street, self-consciously holding the rear of the gown closed with his right hand. A woman coming the other way eyes him curiously as she passes him. He jogs on. In the Apple Nelson, pints are pulled. Various people in fancy dress are there, and a banner proclaims, "Happy 70th birthday, Glenn."
Happy birthday, Glenn. Glenn. Glenn Ambrose had his 70th in here last week, didn't he? And it's near enough, Glenn. Anyway, I'm recycling, and you should think more about the environment, you selfish git.
I still think it's a bit tight, your holiness.
No, it's not. It's the will of God, isn't it? I had a word with him this morning, so be on your way and God bless you, my son.
Hey, but you're recycling that chilli as well, ain't you?
I've got to give in. I know the chilli in the past has been a little bit rough on the old stomach, but this is different. I've read this book, and do you know what makes a good chilli better?
Go on.
Chocolate!
Oh, shut up.
It is, it's true. Put a bit of chocolate in a chilli, it's lush.
Thank you.
Oh, everyone's made such an effort. I hope Glynn turns up.
Buy a beer.
And did he call Julie in the end?
Odd shrugs.
Not ringing her.
Well, Glynn's not going to be happy if the most important person in his life isn't here, is he?
But like Cleopatra, she won't be on a phone, would she? Huh?
You're right. I'll send a dove then, shall I?
Chilies, ham, butties. I'm sure there should be something else here. Would you look at that? Linda, look at this pork pie. It's quartered. It's only your birthday bash. Love, he hasn't won the bloody Nobel Peace Prize.
He cuts the pie up.
Bloody quarters.
Hey, Warren, you're karaoke's buggers, you know.
No, son, it'll probably be your ludicrous singing voice.
Oh, no, it's only got one song. Stand by your man.
Linda, get Les Mallet on the phone and get him over here now. He's only gone and sold me a turkey.
You won't get Les now. He's tagged. He's not allowed out after six.
Tagged? What's he been tagged for?
Handling stolen goods. Electrical equipment, mainly.
Warren shakes his head.
It's a good song, though, you know, isn't it? It's a classic. People love it.
Yeah, but not all night.
Watch your lip, lad, otherwise I'll have to take the cane to you.
Daz is dressed as a schoolboy, with Hodge and Kath.
Apparently I'm not allowed to talk to you, Kath.
Me neither. You look fab, though.
Yeah, not as good as you, though.
Just shut up and apologise.
Sorry, Colleen.
To Daz.
Hodge pulls a sulky face.
Sorry.
See?
He can't even say it properly. Sorry, OK? Sorry I wrote a poem at school 2 decades ago.
Right, well, I guess that's OK then, isn't it? All is well. I will just get on with my crap life.
Hey! It's not that bad.
What do you want me to do? What can I possibly do to make it up to you, Darren? Ring up City? Ask him to take you on trial now?
Begsy comes in and sees his mum in a Lady Gaga dress.
Wow, I thought you were the real Lady Gaga there for a minute. Did you not fancy the meat suits, ma'am?
Have you not seen the price of sirloin? And what have you come as? A waiter again?
Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Oh, you are a spoil sport.
Where's the birthday boy? Is he not here yet?
Yeah.
Something again, I forgot. I forgot something.
Hey, Linda, what are we missing here?
Warren, why have I got off the Kit Kat in this chilli?
Not another one. That's chocolate, love. It's supposed to be in there.
And is that a bit of bounty?
I don't know.
I've got 8 missed calls off him and 5 texts. Can you pick me up? Where are you?
Oh, you bulb.
Would ring Daz and Hodge, but worried that they're still arguing.
And what were you doing to miss all them calls?
Begsy looks awkward.
But he's probably still at the hospital, you know.
No, he isn't.
Glynn comes through the door.
How hard is floor, eh? All right.
A breeze blows his gown up.
Blimey, have you remembered now? Cocktail sausages!
Great night out. Great night out, but the Admiral Nelson, the lads are reunited.
So they stripped me naked, had a poke around, and yeah, and they robbed me clothes. Can you believe that? It's got to be like being in prison or something.
They'd have been in the cabinet next to your bed.
Really?
I mean, everyone's in costume. What about me?
Just say you've come as an escaped hospital patient.
Really? Do you think I look all right?
You look better than Daz.
You're a schoolboy too, dickhead.
No, I'm not. I'm Angus Young.
Who?
Angus Young? From AC/DC. Why do you think I've got an inflatable guitar?
Oh, right. I thought you were going to music class.
And you should have worn a dunce's hat.
Did you want to say that again?
Oh, listen, look. This is my birthday. I don't care about costumes or presents or out. But I care about you two behaving like a couple of girls. Daz. What's he got to do to make this right?
Say sorry. Done it. Admit that it was me that Mrs. Moogan fancied.
How am I going to do that?
Hello, I'm Miss Moogan. I simply lusted after you, Darren.
Look, why don't you just go round to her house and ask her? She lives on Petfield Road.
Yeah, yeah. Clear my name while we're at it.
Fine by me. Let's sort this out once and for all.
Let's go then.
What, now? It's my party.
We won't be long. I just don't want another day to go by when she thinks I wrote.
He whispers in Hodge's ear and makes an upward gesture.
Ooh, shit.
Well, I'd forgotten I'd written that bit. Come on. Let's go.
Well, see you later.
See you later.
Begsy's mum tries the chilli.
Don't have the chilli. I just found a piece of curly whirly in mine.
Do you want a drink, Mum?
No, I want to know why you were late. Why you didn't pick up any of Glynn's messages.
I can't help how I feel.
What are you hoping is going to happen? That Mandy realises she's made a mistake, goes back to Perth, picks up Kelly and flies back here so you can be a family again.
Stranger things have happened.
Not with that one, they haven't. You want to forget about her, son. Still, she'll be gone soon, hopefully. We won't clap eyes on her again.
I've invited her here.
Oh, terrific.
She's under a lot of stress with her mum. And her marriage as well, by the sounds of it. Look, I'm not saying that anything will happen, but if there's a chance...
I just want you to be happy, that's all.
Thanks, mate.
They share a hug.
Just be bloody careful. A leopard doesn't change its spots. No, Deborah, love, I'm not talking about you.
Deborah is a woman in a leopard costume. In their schoolboy outfits, Hodge and Daz make their way over to Miss Moogan's house. Daz straightens his tie and adjusts his hair as Hodge knocks on the door. Miss Moogan opens up wearing a silk dressing gown.
Patrick, what are you doing here?
Daz stares at her legs.
Do you mind? That's my clematis.
Right.
Miss, I was wondering if we could come in and have a word with you.
All right. I just need to dry my hair. Come on.
They step inside. Daz eyes Miss Moogan awkwardly. They wait on the sofa. As she comes back downstairs, they get to their feet.
Oh, please, sit down. You're not in school now.
They sit down and Hodge puts his hand up.
Yes, Patrick, what is it?
Miss, I've got a bit of a confession to make. When we're in year 10, I wrote you a love letter and blamed it on Daz.
Who's Daz? Did I teach you?
I'm Darren Taylor. I used to put smiley faces over my eyes.
What, you wore makeup?
Oh, writing.
Oh.
You gave Darren a detention and apparently it scarred him for life.
Oh, God. Yes, I remember that letter now.
Pure filth.
I hope it wasn't too offensive.
It most certainly was. The spelling was shocking. I was your English teacher.
And I misfooted because of that detention.
There were county scouts there. I could have been someone, you know.
Well, it's very sweet of you to come and tell me. But it was over 20 years ago.
See? See?
Well, it's nice to see you boys. It's good to know you seem to have turned out to be polite, decent young men. Which is some kind.
It's Croak de Les!
Croak de Les? Where?
Croak de Les.
Our old PE teacher.
Excuse me, miss. What's Croak de Les doing in your house?
Croak de Les, as you keep calling her, is my wife.
Hodge and Daz regard the women, then each other with confused expressions. As the ladies go back inside, Daz and Hodge head off. Night. Glyn's birthday bash is in full swing in the Admiral Nelson. Glyn looks at the football shirt Colleen and Daz got him. The name on it is...
Twat.
It's meant to say Thwaite 7. They didn't have all the letters, so we'll add them when they do.
Twat! Yeah, that really suits you, that son. Anyone for chocolate gâteau?
Well, what's in it, Warren? Prawns.
Twat!
Warren goes.
Glyn, can I just have a quick word? Oh, let me just get this straight. You didn't invite Julie here tonight, because if she was, she saw you, she'd know you were faking your heart attack.
Yeah.
But I've got some bad news, and I've got some really bad news.
What's the bad news?
Julie just walked through the door.
No. What's the really bad news?
You don't want to know. Get under the buffet table and hide.
He does as instructed. Julie's come dressed as a clown.
Bexy!
Julie! Wow, what an outfit!
Yeah, I wear it when we have kids stay at the centre. You know, Julie the clown. Stops them thinking about the needles, poor things. Look at all these people. Isn't it a shame?
What's a shame?
Well, that Glyn's stuck in hospital, can't celebrate his own birthday.
You are? It is a shame, yeah.
I wasn't going to come, like I told you. I'm knackered, but I thought, no. Come on, Julie, make an effort. And at least he can see all the photos after, can't he?
What are you talking about? Glyn's here.
Yeah, in spirit. I mean, I can almost feel his presence now.
I hope so, because it's his rhyme next.
That's just something that we do. When one of us isn't here, we get him a drink anyway, and then when they... Oh, he's hiding under the buffet table.
Looking confused, Julie goes over to the buffet table, lifts the tablecloth and peers underneath it.
Glyn!
Looking at the door won't make her come here.
You sure about that?
Mandy's come in.
All right.
Hiya. All right, ma'am. Car? Paul?
Mandy looks very awkward.
What can I get you?
Oh, no, I can't. I'm not stopping. I just came to say thanks and bye.
What?
Great.
You're here for 2 weeks.
No. My mum's made it clear she ain't bothered about seeing me, so there's no point me sticking around. And I want to get back and see Kelly.
It must be nice to have that option.
Mum, go and get something to eat.
Begsy's mum goes.
What about this afternoon?
What? Well, it's just a bit of fun, wasn't it?
Not from where I was standing. Well, kneeling.
Don't, Begs. Don't make it any harder for me. I've got my new life now with Wayne and... You've got Lexus.
No, I haven't. I've got to give her back to Glyn tomorrow.
You what?
Lexus is a car. She's a car.
Party rings? What sort of party doesn't tuck into the party rings? And them shy talks, I had to send out for pizzas for them picky buggers. They haven't touched my bloody chilli, have they? And I followed Delia's recipe to the letter. Mind you, they wouldn't know haute cuisine if it come up and bit them on the bollocks.
Don't worry, Warren. I'll give it a good home.
Well,
just stay a bit longer. Kelly will be all right and we can catch up properly.
think we already did that. It's time for you to move on, Beggs. I am.
Mandy, before you go, my love, you've not been back here a while. Might not be used to our colder climate. My advice, get some chilli down here.
What, Ma? What? Ma? Ma?
She threw the bowl of chilli over Mandy's dress. Daz and Hodge return.
Was that Mandy? Did she not have a napkin?
Yeah, but I had to come and show my face.
Yeah, but you shouldn't even be here.
It's my birthday party.
You lied to me.
No, I didn't lie to you. No, I was anxious about meeting you and asking you to come here. And then we went to the hospital and... I don't like clowns. They scare me. You're scaring me now. Will you at least take your nose off?
I can't believe you led me on. I've been worried about you and after I told you about me dad.
Yeah, you're right. But you must understand I didn't do it deliberately. You believe me, don't you, Julie?
She marches off.
Julie! What, Julie?
Drop dead, Glyn! Or at least bake it!
Julie, please!
As Glyn stands in the road, a pizza delivery rider careens into him. The pizzas he's carrying fly through the air, and one of them splats on the pub window. Warren, in his bishop outfit, looks out.
I see the pizzas have arrived, eh? This is divine retribution, this, Linda, love. Well, the lad should have stuck with my chilli, eh?
Back in hospital, the lads, Colleen and Kath, are gathered around Glyn's bed.
Picked these up earlier for the after party, and I picked these up off the rolls.
Pizza.
Here we go. Oh, cheer up, Glyn. A cracked rib will soon heal. And look on the bright side. You were all dressed and ready for the hospital, weren't you?
I don't care about my rib, do I? I care about Julie. I really liked her, even when she was dressed as a clown. Her rushing off like that.
To be fair, Glyn, she's had a long day. What were you being a div?
Yeah, she'll come round, mate. And me and Hodge can bury the hatchet. So can you two.
Oh, yeah, Miss Morgan. So come on, then. Which one of you did she fancy in the end?
We never got round to asking her.
You didn't ask her?
No.
All right. Come on, let him recuperate. I'll see you soon, Glyn.
See you, Glyn.
Wait, it's soft, lad.
Come on, darling.
Kath gives Glyn a kiss and they all file out. A subdued Glyn waves them a downbeat farewell. He stares morosely into the distance.
Happy birthday, mate.
He slowly looks round and sees Julie in her clown outfit. ITFC audio description.